Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the NWFA show in San Diego is Ed Korzak, who's the Executive Director and CEO of the National Wood Flooring Association. Ed, how you doing?
Doing very good, Kemp, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us out here. Actually, this is your last meeting in your role. I think at the end of this year, you hand the reins over, so it's got to be kind of bittersweet for you.
It's a very good opportunity for me to leave the association after 17 years, turn it over to a great young man, Michael Martin, who's got 20 years experience in association management, take us to the next level. Have a lot of good friends and enjoying the week.
Actually, you're going to be missed a lot. You've done a great job running this organization, and I know trade associations have been in your career path for a long time, and you've done a great job with this one. Let's talk a little bit. I'm sure my listeners would like to hear a little bit about the trends we're seeing in hardwood, you know, whether it be color or finish. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We're seeing the darker colors coming back in again now. In fact, some areas are even looking for black floors. So the darker colors are coming back. Also, there's a wider variety of the type of flooring that wood flooring is people are looking for. We're looking for bamboo as before. Now cork is coming very strong. Palm coming very strong. Oak still stays at 80%, 70 to 80% of what's sold. So they're looking for the darker colors and a little bit changes in the finishes too. We're back to the matte finish again. That's not a problem. But now they're looking at penetrating oils and some burnished wax finishes. Finishes that have been strong over in Europe for quite a while, but are now coming across the pond, so to speak.
Actually, you know, I went this morning to a firm here called De Chateau, and it's unbelievable. They say it's very popular in the commercial market because while it is a little soft, it's easy to fix any scratches that happen to it.
Right. It easily buffs up, and you can put another fresh layer on it without any trouble at all. And even patch in areas where usually on a floor you have to refinish the entire floor. Here you can do sections of it. So it is very versatile that way.
Okay, let's talk. There is a little bit of an elephant in the room, if you will, this year around this whole ITC filing and the whole possibility of some severe tariffs with engineered hardwood out of China. Actually intrigued to find as I walk around the show today that a lot of companies have reacted and take, you know, Somerset, for example, a Kentucky-based hardwood company, they're building a plant in Crossville, Tennessee, and that's where they're going to move their engineered production. De Chateau has moved. They were making product out of China. They've moved to Russia. Let's talk a little bit about that. What is your take on all that?
Well, first of all, understand as an association has members in every country, we really don't have a position on what's going to be what happened there on this tariff. However, understand as good business people, everyone is going to react and plan their business accordingly. Many of them are looking for new suppliers in different parts of the world, Vietnam and Russia, as you mentioned. There's a very good chance that quite a bit of manufacturing will be done here in the United States. Very good chance that some Chinese manufacturers may purchase manufacturing facilities as we see here in the United States. All things are going to change, but as good business people, everybody will adjust to what's coming down the line. We won't know what's going to happen until May 21st, but everybody needs to be prepared for it. And I'm sure the Chinese manufacturers, as they have on the countervailing duty service that they just did, has been very cooperative in working with the Department of Commerce, and it'll be a very justified approach.
Let's talk a little about the show. It's in a beautiful venue. I can't believe what a great place. I mean, you don't need a car. The airport's 3 miles away. The hotel that most of the people are staying in are right next door to the convention center, and it's just gorgeous weather out here. Now, it is a little far for everybody to come to San Diego, but are you happy with the results of the show so far?
We've got about the same attendance we had last year, so we are happy with the attendance for the show. We were hoping for a little bit more with the economy turning, but flooring is always a lag industry. We're the last thing that sees the improvement in the economy. Also, even though it's a national show, you get regionalized attendance. Now, we're on the West Coast, we get more West Coast people. When we go East Coast, we get more East Coast people. And with the density of population, we're very pleased with the attendance we're having at the show right now. The exhibitors seem to have a nice steady flow of traffic, which is ideal. The only thing I miss at all is that you and I should be doing this interview by the pool.
That's right. I guess as part of the fact that we are still in a questionable time as far as the future, there's more requests for education, isn't there?
Indeed. Many of the dealer contractors have been pushing us for more educational programs on installation as well as business management. And that's really the newest part, Kemp. They've always been pushing us for installation, but now they're pushing for installation management. They're seeing that light at the end of the tunnel, and they're trying to make sure that this time they bring as much as they can to the bottom line.
Okay. Let's talk about the outlook. We just did our May annual report. It's at the printer right now. We said that in 10 versus 09, we think the hardwood business is up about 2.8%, which is good compared to the declines of the last 3 years. What's the outlook for the future? Everybody knows housing is going to be a little while before it recovers. What's your take on the look looking forward?
First of all, we agree with your with the numbers in your study. We think you're right on target with those. The important thing to realize is that we did lose a lot of installation companies and manufacturing distributors over the last 2 or 3 years with this long recession. Those companies are gone. That increase that we did experience really was needed just to maintain what we have out there now. So when these companies are in debt, I think part of the reason for the big onslaught for education and business management, the new economy is going to be different than it was before. Things are not going to come back as they were. We have to learn how to run our businesses and make a profit on the quantity of dealer contractors and customers that are out there today. The sky is not falling. It's just taking a little bit different shape. Take a step back, take a fresh breath, and go back to basics. You still have to advertise to bring customers in. You still have to have the right products to sell them. You still have to install them right and have good customer service.
And what about the long-term view of this surface category versus, say, other surface categories? I mean, the outlook long range for hardwood's pretty good, isn't it?
The outlook is fantastic. All the surveys and studies that we have seen show that the consumer still demands hardwood as the best wood flooring. It's easiest to maintain, best value because it can be renewed. And they're predicting anywhere from 10 to 15% growth by the time we get to 2015 to 16, which some of the gurus think it'll be that long before housing starts to come back.
I know you're trying to sell a house in St. Louis right now, and you're having a little trouble, aren't you?
From your lips to God's ears.
All right, Ed, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be really missed. I mean, Michael Martin's got some big shoes to fill, and I'm sure you'll be in the wings to help him when he needs to. Thanks again for being with us today. Again, we've been talking to Ed Korzak, who's Executive Director and CEO of the National Wood Floor Covering Association until December, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.